Hi, and welcome to Mousetrap. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Lauren, Steve, Chris, and Bob. Welcome, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
That's what we get. You're getting sleepy. You were so perky last night.
I was. I had to put on my Imagineer hat.
My thinking cap?
It's heavy.
It is. It is pretty heavy.
Okay, well, you're kind of alluding to our topic for today.
It's tough because I have to do so much with so little money.
Exactly.
Boy.
Okay, so, Chris, why don't you tell us what our topic is? It's actually a question sent in by a listener, and we're going to turn it into our entire topic.
Okay, so a few weeks ago, we asked for listener questions on the Mouse Chat page and also on the Facebook page that we manage called Disney Dreamers, which is sort of like a place to go and ask questions and talk with other Disney nerds. And Jessica asked this question, and as soon as I read it, I was like, hey, why don't we turn this into a show topic? Because I think we could have fun with it. So here's her question. Jessica writes, if you were an Imagineer for a day, the head of everything that goes on in Walt Disney World, what you say goes. What would be the first five things that each of you would change about any of the parks or water parks?
Okay, well, we're not going to do five things because that just goes on for about 3.5 days. So
yes.
We're going to, anywhere, 1, 2, 3 things that you change. Well, Lauren, 3.5.
Well, there's five of us, so we each get one.
We each get one.
Perfect.
I have one.
I have one.
I have two.
All right, well, I'm still going to do 1, 2, or 3.
Mm.
Okay. See how we can turn everything into a debate.
All right, so Lisa goes last because she's going to take everybody's.
I think Lauren should go first. And wait a minute, since I read the question, I do believe I get to choose, so I just made that up. Lauren, okay. Why don't you go first, honey?
I would love to go first.
Oh, that is so forced.
I would change, and this can be anything, right? It can be a show. It can be anything, right?
It can be the color of the spaceships on Spaceship Earth.
Okay. So if I could change anything, it would be Illuminations.
Yeah, that needs
How
to be
would you
redone.
Change it?
I would make it World of Color.
Okay.
Ooh.
That would be my first order of business.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Do you have a second order of business?
No, because that really needs to get done. That's like a top priority thing.
But you also have to realize that it's a circular lake. And so you'd have
so
to have...
the one where World of Color is.
You don't have people surrounding it from all angles.
Yeah, so you got to put some screens on the other side.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying it's
a different show layout.
Yeah, we could figure it out.
No, because you can stand... At Disneyland, you can stand over by...
Over
you're just
on
not
the,
getting a view of it by the
yeah. So you'd have to put some of those. You'd have to put some of
it's
those
the same thing.
Screens up facing that direction.
Well,
you
it's not screens; it's water.
Direction.
Yeah, but there's projections.
And it's a perfect location because they have all those restaurants there. They could tie in World of Color seating with it.
And that's probably what they're doing. Maybe that's what they're thinking with all those waterfront restaurants.
Okay.
Like
perfect.
It.
All right, Chris. Who's next?
Okay. How about Steve?
All right, so here's what I want. Because we just got done talking about how we want, like, Star Wars land, and we want pretty much, like, themed attractions and rides based on movies and characters we know. But what I really would like is, like, I like Disney World, like, the way it was before all the movies and everything got tied in. So there's Pirates of the Caribbean, which is, like, one of their best rides and still is. The Haunted Mansion is still one of their best rides. And they're not based on... They're based on just them being creative and coming up with something, a concept all on their own, and then you being surprised by what the concept is. It's not based on whatever today's latest movie or attraction or thing is in pop culture.
Yeah, so you can have some shot
yeah,
at
so
the
it,
end.
So it lasts... Yeah, so you can sell some Minions or whatever in your shop. So
wrong park.
Yeah, I know. You know, but that's the whole thing. Yeah. So they all have, but they all base it on like whatever the latest thing is, and then they market it and put it together. But back in the day, it was all stuff. You know, Space Mountain wasn't based on anything, and all the rides that everybody still wants to ride are all the old classics that aren't that they just sat in a room and came up with something totally creative, and then you have like something that you don't know what you're gonna get because now everyone's like. Okay, you have to do this scene out of Star Wars. You have to have this exact ride because this is the best part of the movie, so you got to do this. So it would be cool to have a park or some attractions where they just get to be creative and come up with some brand new concept that's not tied to anything.
Hmm. I actually kind of like that.
Almost sentimental and deep.
It was pretty deep thoughts.
That hat's working. Maybe you should leave it on, Steve.
It is.
You know what? A while ago, probably a couple years ago, Steve came up with a list of changes for Disney World. Just like what we're... Yeah, you did.
Really?
You did.
What did I do with that list?
Do you remember the list?
No.
Oh, you had an awesome list of like 12 different things that could be done to the Magic Kingdom to improve it. And it was pretty insightful. I don't remember why you did that.
One had to do with the garbage cans, I bet.
Probably.
Hmm.
There was one about the Haunted Mansion.
I don't remember any of this. Must have been a dream.
No, it was awesome. It was really awesome.
Mm.
Really.
Definitely a dream.
Wow.
Okay, no, who's next?
I'm not being very specific, but I know that you made it and it was neat. Mm. It was very neat. So, Chris, who's next?
Okay, how about Bob?
Okay. I'd like to see real holiday overlays done at Walt Disney World.
Nice.
Not that stuff that they passed off as the Jingle Cruise lame attempt at throwing holiday spirit into the parks. I know they always say that people don't want to see the holiday overlays out at Walt Disney World because you have a lot of first-time visitors and a lot of people only come every few years, and it would ruin it for them if they didn't see it in its...
it would draw more people to come.
Normal fashion, but I think the fact that people were so excited for Jingle Cruise shows that people do want to see it. So I would love to see, and it doesn't have to be an exact replica, but I would love to see them really put effort behind doing holiday overlays to attractions. And they don't even have to be the same ones. I mean, I would love to see Haunted Mansion done out here because I think the building, you know, the Haunted Mansion actually lends itself to a Nightmare Before Christmas theme. But there are plenty of other attractions to choose from in any of the parks. I'd love to see them do stuff like that and really
like
work
that.
At it. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Because it's so amazing when you go to Disneyland. Because if you haven't seen it at Disneyland, we always tell everybody about it. But they like totally redo the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland.
Right.
It's a new ride.
I mean, we walked in and I thought it was a completely different ride.
Yeah.
That's how it really looks.
Yep.
Not to mention the outside is incredible too. There's just it doesn't even have to be at the Magic Kingdom. You've got four parks to do it with, and you could do the interiors, the exteriors. I don't know.
It'd be cool.
Yeah.
Chris?
Okay. Lisa?
Okay. Mine is, it's not so much what an Imagineer would do, because I'm not that creative, but I think if I was in charge and could do whatever I wanted, I would do more, I would be a lot more liberal with free things, giving things away, be nice type of things. And by all this, I mean, the first thing that I think of is a hopper pass is a nice thing to have, and it costs Disney nothing. Why don't they have some sort of promotion in which they give away hopper passes? You know what? You can have a hopper pass, or the first 500 people that walk into the park on Saturday morning, we're going to upgrade all of you to a hopper pass. And, you know, there's a little bit of work involved and time.
Long lines at guest services.
Right. And you know, take it or leave it. But I think that would be kind of a cool thing to do. If you don't have a hopper pass, we'll give it to the first 500 or 1,000, whatever, that don't have it and that would like it. I love the whole castle giveaway during the Year of a Million Dreams. There's a lot.
I missed that promotion. I thought that was a great promotion.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of things that Disney could do just like they did that year I thought it was a fantastic promotion, and there are lots of things that don't cost them a penny. You know, it might be a little time and effort, but I think it bodes well with customer relations, and it makes people feel good and special. So,
I like that one too. I mean, in Year of a Million Dreams, didn't they actually extend it to 2 years because it was so popular?
Years.
That was really
good.
That
was a great promotion. That I was think so that much was by better. Far one of their best promotions.
Yeah.
It was good. Bring it back, Disney.
Compared I think everybody to... wants it to be brought back. I don't think, I think it's everything is now measured against Year of a Million Dreams.
Yeah.
But you don't need to do a promote. I mean, you could do what you're proposing, Lisa, just as a standard thing. You know, just
yeah,
random
just
acts
because,
of,
right. That's what I'm shooting for.
Like
or just have
a fast pass for the day, like,
or you know, something like popcorn that is pennies literally to make. Have someone just randomly walking around the park, a cast member, and perhaps you see a cute kid or a kid that falls and skins his knee or something like that. Give him a coupon for a free little box of popcorn. Not a big deal. Very, very little cost. Goes a long way. I mean, not something that you can ask for, but something that would really make people feel good. Or,
yeah,
you know,
a cast member sees something.
Yeah.
Decided to do something nice.
I love the guest service that you get at Be Our Guest when you're in line. They take care of you.
The umbrellas and the water.
Yeah.
And...
If it's raining, they have umbrellas for you. If it's just a heat wave, they've got cold water for you. And if I'm not mistaken, when it was really, really cold, did they have hot chocolate? Or am I making that up?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Okay. I might be making that up. But...
You wanted them to have hot chocolate.
Maybe I did. With little marshmallows.
Yeah, I think it was just water.
Yeah, I'd love to see more nice things. And I think, Bob, you nailed it with just random acts of kindness. You know, pulling someone aside and saying, you know what? I know that you would love to see this parade. Let me show you a special place where you can view it type of thing. And, you know, show them. Just take them somewhere special.
And I know Disney does do the magical moments every now and then, but they're kind of few and far in between, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just grab someone at the end of the line for Splash Mountain and say, come here. Let's take you to the front of the line.
Yeah.
That would make my day.
It would. And that's what they need to do is make someone's day.
That would make, like, the guy that handed me the fast passes in Space Mountain made my day.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't even have to cost them anything. You're absolutely right. And it fits so well with the Disney parks because everybody's always saying they're magical places. They're special.
Right.
Disney goes above and beyond. This is the kind of thing that would go along with that. Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
All right. Thank you.
Wow, was that everybody?
Chris.
Oh, except for Chris?
And I thought of two more.
Uh-oh.
See, I knew you would.
Well, Chris.
Who's got jingle bells on? Do you have a cat on your lap, Chris?
No, that would be my dog. He's shaking his head.
It's the season.
Oh. Is that the Puggle?
It is. He's shaking his big old head.
I like the Puggle.
So he's got a little, and it's actually not bells. He's got Disney dog tags, and so when he shakes his head, they jingle.
I think I just like saying Puggle.
Puggle.
Yeah, me too. Puggle. It's like a great word.
Okay,
he's
Chris.
So,
I've got three. And my first one is I would have more innovative menus in the signature restaurants. I think they do a really good job with the appetizers, sort of doing different things. But when you get to the entrees, they're very similar at every restaurant. With a couple of exceptions. So I think I'd like to see them do the same things they do with the appetizers with their entrees. You know, obviously they want to have some more simple dishes for people who maybe don't want to branch out. But, you know, I mean, Bob's still lamenting the loss of his ostrich at Citrico's.
No, I believe it was the fire roasted piranha I was lamenting.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I mean, you can't get over a loss like that. So I'd like to just see that. You know, I think those restaurants are, I mean, they're really good, but I'd like to just see them do something a little different. My second one is also about food. I want a good burger somewhere at Walt Disney World. I think that it would be fun to have sort of like a 50s style restaurant, kind of like, you know what we saw at Dollywood?
Don't they have one of those?
Not really. Well, they have 50s prime time, but I'm talking like burgers, shakes, cute quick service, you know, I don't know. Like at, when we were at Dollywood, we saw they had like a whole section that had like a mid 20th century kind of look to it. And I'm sure the food was terrible, but I sort of love that look, and I wish they had a burger place like that.
You should go. Disneyland Paris has Annette's Diner.
Do they? But is it any good? What do the French know about burgers?
You know, here's the thing, though. It's
their fries are to die for.
Yeah, it's like a yes.
Because they're French.
You know, it's like a. I don't know. It's like a five and dime. You know, soda fountain, milkshakes, and they. You know, probably should be wearing roller skates, but they're not with the neon and everything.
Not safe.
But the problem, and it's good, but it's exactly like going to Steak and Shake. But instead of paying $5, I paid like $32. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was exactly.
Well, okay, but sometimes that's what I want for lunch. You know, especially, I mean, and, you know, if you've ever seen me eat
a
quick service.
You had a good burger at Beach Club.
We had a good burger. We had a good burger outside of Beach Club.
Did you see how much mustard and ketchup I put on it? I mean, it was like dripping down my arm.
We had a good burger at Rose and Crown. We had a very good burger at Rose and Crown. Remember?
Rose and Crown. Oh, I didn't have the burger there. I had fish.
That was the one that Lauren...
I couldn't get the burger.
I know. You had it for lunch, though.
And it's still that sort of... The last time. It's still that sort of standard quarter pound patty that they have everywhere.
It is.
And you can dress it up all you want, but it's still kind of crappy. It's still a big, fat, frozen burger. I want a fresh burger. I want a Five Guys.
What about... Five Guys.
I know, right? Five Guys is awesome.
Five Guys is not awesome.
Five Guys is amazing. Lisa. Five Guys is like heroin. Not that I've ever tried heroin. I'm just...
Lisa, do you not like Five Guys?
I am not a fan.
Not a fan.
Do you know that when I was pregnant with my first child, my husband would be like, because I was huge, right? Like this little short person. And I had this big baby, and I would just eat at Five Guys all the time. My husband would be like, "Were you at Five Guys today?" I'm like, no, greasy lips.
It wasn't me.
It was wonderful. Anyway, I love Five Guys, and I try not to go there because it's so bad for you. But yeah, that'd be great. Here's my last one, and I truly mean this. And I would give all the frontline cast members, and I'm not talking about those people who wear their little nice clothes and their little name tag and they have their little trash pickup thing, and you see them, they're kind of ostentatious, picking up the trash as they walk around, because I guess that's what middle management does. I mean the frontline people who wear uniforms and deal with guests every
with
single
Bob's
day and get
crap.
Abused. Because you do see people get abused by these...
Oh, yeah.
You know, these guests will come in and they'll be, it's sort of like, you know, like, you know, the very simple, you know, how can my kid get in the parade, or really nasty stuff where they're yelling. I would give all the first or the frontline cast members a 10% raise. I'd say 25, but let's be honest, that's not realistic.
Yeah.
They really aren't making money.
No, they're not. And they have such good attitudes. I mean, you can't go, you can't go to McDonald's and get that kind of service that you're
right.
getting in the Magic Kingdom from someone who's making the same amount of money.
Can you go to Five Guys and get that kind of service?
Not only can you get that kind of service at Five Guys, they'll give you a hug when you leave.
And a kitten.
But that's only because Chris knows them all by first name.
You can, yeah.
And they like hugging Chris.
I think I texted one of you a picture of my hamburger the other day from there. Never mind. Let's not talk about me.
You have issues.
I do. Anyway,
are those all yours?
Those are all mine.
Very good.
I saved the best one for last.
I do have a couple other ones.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I would do tween pricing for meal plans.
Mm.
That's smart.
But say that as a mom, a mother of girls, whereas a mother of boys might say something different.
I would give you the option. You can choose to have an adult meal, or you can choose to eat like a bird and do the tween pricing.
But you know what? You'd have the same argument for 3-year-olds.
Right. That is absolutely true.
Yeah, but at least the pricing for a 3-year-old is reasonable. Like,
right.
You go from paying $17 for a meal plan to $60 almost.
Yeah.
And the kids don't eat it.
Yeah, but the fact is, you got to draw the line somewhere.
Everybody else does with kids that age. You don't, you either use their credits and feed them little kid credit meals, pay out of pocket for them, or you just don't get the dining plan until they're a little older.
Yeah. It's just so expensive. But even to pay for a sit-down meal for them.
Yeah, it hurts.
If you're going to Chef Mickey, you're paying $40 for them, and they're going to have, you know, breakfast. My kids are having a bagel for $40.
That's why you need an 11-year-old boy. Because then you'll change your tune, because they can tear up a buffet.
For me, I would add in a tween price range. And I would also put the characters in Small World.
That, how they have that in Disneyland.
Yep.
I love that. I second that.
Yeah.
You know, kind of similar to that, Lauren, mine, you know, I have a couple more that stem off of Disneyland. One being more character interactions, whether it's in the resorts or, you know, I think it'd be great to have Timon.
They have too many resorts in World. That's the problem.
No, but I'd like to have Timon walk through the lobby of the Lion, or, you know, Art of Animation, or through the halls of the Lion King. You know, that'd be kind of cool. And just, completely unscheduled.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think
I'm
inspired.
Always say the difference is, though, is that Disneyland guests know how to behave because they're locals who visit. Whereas
they don't have New Yorkers.
Well, Disney World, you get people who it's their big vacation. They might be going there once every 10 years. You know, they're going there. I think the average is you go there when the kid is little and when they're teenagers, because you still wish they were little and you want to recapture that. And so for those people, there's so much planning involved that they just can't. They take it all very seriously.
They feel entitled.
Well, I'm not even going to use the word entitled, although, yes, that can be a problem. But, you know, they just can't handle that kind of free-flowing character interaction. And I think you're totally right. That's one thing that makes Disneyland special.
Yeah, yes. I love that about Disneyland.
And it's so spontaneous, and I saw it time and again on this last trip.
Yeah, it's kind of like what the commercials are made of.
Well, it's kind of like what you get on Disney Cruise Line.
I was going to say. That's the inspiration for this.
Chris was on Disney Cruise Line, and Captain Hook came up.
Oh, God.
And Captain,
did you guys interview Peter Pan?
Well, Chris and I were sitting at the cruise desk. Book it our next cruise, of course.
Yes.
We'll talk to you about that later, too.
We got to talk about.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Because all four of us have a cruise.
Captain Hook came up and was trying to get one of the actual cruise members to walk the plank and trying to get him to go off the ship, one of the officers. And then Chris was there. And what happened, Chris?
He came up and I forgot my wedding ring on this trip, which I do that all the time. And, he pointed to my finger and then he took me off around the ship. So
he walked you around deck five for a good 5 minutes, paraded you around on his arm.
Please tell me that there's video of this floating.
There's
around
cameras.
Somewhere.
There's photos.
Yeah. I have a lot of photos.
I'm so embarrassed. Steve, I owe you one. Don't post them. I have so many bad photos. Like, for a long time, I would just let Steve take bad pictures of me. And then I was like, wait, I have a camera too. He's always doing something stupid. So.
Yeah, so it was fun.
Well,
yeah, but that's the kind of stuff you get at Disneyland.
Those are good too. I mean, well, I think we've got a good variety here of original ideas.
What else did I put? This'll never happen. I don't even know that it's a good idea, but a pet resort. A resort where you can actually have your pets stay with you.
I
actually like that too. Or even a wing of the resort that they turn into pet friendly rooms.
Yeah.
Would work as well, and because other resorts do that. At first, I was thinking like a resort where like you send your pet on vacation, and I was like, I'm not paying for my puggle to go to this.
I'll be back in a week.
You know what I thought she meant? I thought she meant like a resort where you could borrow a pet. Have you ever heard of those hotels where like you could rent a cat for the night? I swear to God, it exists.
Only you
what?
Would know that,
Chris.
No, I saw.
You've looked into this.
What's that?
You must have looked into this.
Like, so you get a cat with each room so you can snuggle a cat.
Oh, my God.
Dear God.
It's true. I swear to God.
Oh boy!
You know, but you could, like, a little catalog.
And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up the show.
Hi, would you
it's
like
not
the
just my fantasy?
Would you like the Persian or the tabby?
Would you like the soft pillow or the pillow with feathers? And by the way, which type of cat would you like tonight?
I mean, when they deliver the cat, if you don't like the way it looks, you get to call up and complain.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You know what I would get every time? A big fat orange one.
I could just see them, like, pulling out a booklet and you flipping out pictures, like, you know, and they have little details.
That's awful.
One of these and one of these.
This one's spayed and she's very loving. And
that's awful.
This one has tricks.
You know, that's almost like cat prostitution. You're Chris, hiring a cat to spend the night and snuggle you.
How lonely does a person have to be to go to a hotel?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, Chris. This is low.
That's, I can't even.
Oh, wait a minute. This is the guy who went to the prom with his sister.
Where'd they go with my sister? All right, we gotta wrap this show up.
Sister.
Wrapping the show up.
What?
No, this show just got in a whole different direction.
Well, we thank you for the question,
yes.
And we hope that we addressed it and gave you some ideas, and we'd love to hear.
Hope we answered one of your questions, possibly.
We'd honestly like to hear some ideas, I think, from some of our listeners as to what we would like to see, and maybe you like Chris's idea of having a resort where you could pick out a cat. All night long.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, boy.
Wow. No better time than now to say we're going to wrap it up right here. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, go over to mousechat.net or go to iTunes. You can download them all there. And as they were just saying, if you have any questions or comments, you know where to find us. comments@mousechat.net. Hopefully we'll get some good comments, and those may spark some other good topics for us. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.